Franklin Roosevelt found an awakened social consciousness in America to be perfectly compatible with the free enterprise system. In fact, individual happiness, he perceived, was never enhanced by unrestrained competition. On August 24, 1935, he tells a meeting of young Democrats that the formulas preached to the youth of his generation, the formulas of unbridled, rugged individualism, had proved inadequate even as they were being promoted and were surely unsuited to modern times.
What I am about to say to you, members of the Young Democratic Clubs, is precisely, word for word, what I would say were I addressing a convention of the youth of the Republican Party. Party or professional leaders who talked to us 25 or 30 years ago almost inevitably spoke in a mood of achievement and of exaltation, that the job of youth was merely to copy them and thereby to preserve the great things that they had won for us. I did not know then of the lack of opportunity, the lack of education, the lack of many of the essential needs of civilization, that all these existed even under the very noses of those who had the advantages and the power of government in those days. I say from my heart that no man of my generation has any business to address youth unless he comes to that task not in a spirit of exaltation, but in a spirit of humility. There was a time when the formula for success in life was the simple admonition to have a stout heart and willing hands. A great new country lay open. When life became hard in one place, it was necessary only to move on to another. But circumstances have changed all that. Today we can no longer escape into virgin territory. We must master our environment. The youth of this generation finds that the old frontier is occupied, but that science and invention and economic evolution have opened up a new frontier. A frontier not based on geography, but on the resourcefulness of the men and women applied to the old frontier. Your advancement, you hope, is along a broad highway on which you are not traveling alone, on which you are accompanied by thousands of your fellow men and women who are advancing with you. I, for one, am willing to place my trust in the youth of America. If they demand action as well as preachments, I should be ashamed to chill their enthusiasm with the dire prophecy that to change is to destroy. Rules are not necessarily sacred. Principles are. The methods of the old order are not, as some would have you believe, above the challenge of youth. Let us carry on the good that the past has given us. The best of that good is the spirit of America. And the spirit of America is the spirit of inquiry, of readjustment, of improvement. Above all, a spirit in which youth can find the fulfillment of its ideals. It is for the new generation to participate in the decisions and to give strength and spirit and continuity to our government and to our national life.